Smoothie Bowl on deck. What's up? It's Weekend Weebs, episode 22. I'm here with my man Jason. It's Alonzo. It's March 28th, 2023. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good.
Okay. We're both here, ready to go. I think why don't we just start off with My Hero, since I was talking about that a little bit yesterday. So yesterday I was reading my day, because I don't know if they're a girl or a woman. Woman or man. I said girl or woman. But Lost in Anime, they took the bold take yesterday. Let me see exactly what they said, because I did not... I wrote it down somewhere. No, I didn't necessarily disagree. I think we come and talk about it. I'll think about it some more. I just wrote down some things. So they said, first of all, they said that, we'll start with My Hero. They said is the best, they specify battle shonen of its generation. Jason, how do you feel about that?
I don't agree. I might have to see exactly what is considered battle shonen.
But see, I don't know if there's a specific category called battle shonen with a definition and things. I guess I could Google that right now. But in the meantime, I'm going to pretend like there isn't. And I'm going to just say battle shonen is just any shonen with fighting in it, is what I would say, in my opinion. Because when I look up battle shonen, I mean...
the same stuff pops up.
I guess it says battle shonen anime refers to series that are naturally based on shonen manga and focus on competition or fights to decide their storylines.
Oh yeah,
so, okay. So if it's got basically fighting in it, yeah, basically. So I don't really see the point in the specifics, I guess. But so I went and did a little bit of research to see, you know, what's in My Hero's generation. Because then when you say My Hero's generation, what is that? You know, like, we don't have like a set, like, this is this generation of anime, like, at this year, this is the cutoff. So I just based it off of like the big three. It was One Piece, Naruto, Bleach. And I said, you know, how far away are these manga, like, original chapter release, first chapter releases from each other? So One Piece came out in 1997, Naruto came out in 1999, Bleach came out in 2001. So I'm saying anything within like a 4 to 5 year range of something,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's safe to say it's in the same generation. So, yeah. So My Hero, these are just some that I thought of, that I thought to look up, that I would consider in the same generation of My Hero. So you got Black Clover, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, Attack on Titan, Chainsaw Man, One Punch
Attack on
Man,
Clears,
Boruto. And these are just the ones I think thought of. I think there are some more, obviously, out there. Now that I think about it, I think there's something called Kaiju that's pretty popular, but I had never watched that or read that before, so I don't know what that is. But, yeah, I agree with you. I would say, honestly, I don't think it's the... he's that wrong. I would say that Attack on Titan is the one.
The only thing?
That
is all you can think of?
Definitively better than My Hero. That's the only one I can say, I feel like.
I mean, going strictly off anime, Jujutsu Kaisen is only in season 1.
True.
Demon Slayer is also only in season 2. Or is it season 3?
I think it's season 3.
Three now, or?
I think so.
I'm talking about that comes out next week. Already out, I mean.
I think there's 2 seasons out.
Okay, it's only been 2 seasons. I mean, the manga is done, so. And then Jujutsu Kaisen, I think I said that already. What else did you put on there?
Chainsaw Man.
It's only one season. Man. This is based on anime. One season anime. Boruto. So, like, for me, Boruto is, we not even going to talk about it.
But, hey, people are saying they
part two.
They have a cult fan base.
It's been some Boruto propaganda on my TikTok, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. I haven't seen this much Boruto talk. And now, like, if I go on TikTok, it'll be Boruto. Theories for part two. Theories about who Momoshiki, I'm like, or Boroshiki. I'm like, bro, I don't care. It's been 7 years.
That's crazy.
7 years, bro.
I don't keep up with Boruto, but apparently they are about to go into like their time skip where the beginning of the manga or show, when it shows them older, I think they're going to time skip to that period of time. That being said, it's not going to make me watch the show because I already tried watching the show and it's disgusting. So I'm not watching the show. But
people say the manga is really good, though.
I was about to say, I may decide if I have some time one day to just try and read the manga just for see. But I'm not watching the show.
Art style looks weird, though.
I thought the guy who draws it, didn't he used to work with Kishimoto for Naruto?
I don't know. I think Kishimoto still draws it, but
I heard that Kishimoto came back.
Yeah, because he tried to do that like anime with samurais and guns, and it just didn't.
I liked it.
Or manga.
It was Samurai 7, I think it was called. And I actually liked it. It barely even started, and it got canceled. I guess it just didn't get a good reception, but I thought it was going to be interesting.
It says Masashi Kishimoto and illustrated by Ikimoto.
Yeah. I think at first it was just the Ikimoto guy. Like, mm-hmm. He was doing it by himself, and then Kishimoto, I think, came back.
All I know is I seen some dude with, like, white hair, a metal thing on his face, and a red jacket, and it didn't look like Naruto. I don't know what anime.
Sounds like Cyberpunk.
But it didn't look like Naruto. Let me see if I can find him.
But, like, I'm not even going to go on a tangent on Boruto. I see the Boruto propaganda, too. Boruto, there's a lot of, I don't know if it's a lot of Boruto fans or if it's just, like, a loud minority, but like, mm-hmm. I do see a lot of Boruto content when I go on Twitter, and like, if you like Boruto, you like Boruto. I'm not gonna sit here and
this dude,
I have like, I think I have seen him. He kind of looks like a vampire or something. I don't know.
Like, how is this Naruto? What the hell is this? I thought it was ninjas. This nigga does not look like a ninja. He don't even look. I don't know what he looks like.
He looks like,
I don't know, man.
Kind of looks like
spam. I gave my take off air, or maybe I said it on in the podcast, but I just feel like, obviously, you can expand, you know, your lore and your universe and the world building and whatnot, but how do we go from ninjas fighting each other,
right,
to ninjas fighting aliens and taking over their bodies and somehow creating the planet?
I guess same way we went from shurikens and kunais and
but they always had
to throwing nukes at each other.
But they've always had jutsu. Like, the Rasengan's always been a thing. The lightning blade always been a thing.
Yeah, but you see how fast it just, like, got so
how strong everybody's
big.
Attacks gotten.
Yeah.
But you gotta think, they had people like that. You had the first Hokage. It wasn't so as many people. I'll say that. It wasn't. Now it's like,
but
everybody can throw a nuke at you, I feel like.
The crazy thing about the first Hokage is, like, we don't even know that he's that powerful until the end of the series.
Yeah, because he shows off his, like, 100,000 hand thing versus the Nine Tails controlled by Madara. But we knew he was strong.
Which
though.
I don't think anybody was.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody was questioning how strong the first Hokage was though.
Yeah,
like, is he really that strong? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't have a problem necessarily with people from the past in a show being much stronger than the future generations of people, because this is the same thing with One Piece too. Like, no one is touching like Goldie Roger, like the original, like, best pirate, like Pirate King, and he's not even in the show really at all until like episode like 999 like 50 something, because he's just like an older character that died. So like I don't have a problem with it necessarily, but like just bringing a bunch of people back, and then right after that we got moon people and
yeah,
all that this other
created
stuff.
The universe or chakra, they created chakra. They literally yeah. created your existence and everything you know.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like Trigun.
Yeah, like they're the
the plants, the plants,
yeah, the independents, and they said, "Fuck it, let's try something." And now you have these superhumans, I guess.
Boruto was just Trigun. But yeah, I thought I'd just bring that up again. But out of all these, I feel like. Like, AOT is, like, the only one I could say that's better than My Hero. The Black Clover manga is... I do really enjoy that, though. And they've been running alongside each other for a while.
I think... I used to watch Black Clover, but the animation just got too ass. I ain't gonna lie. That shit was just terrible. Like, the art style is not that bad, but shit was getting choppy. You could tell, like... It looked like they put no effort into some of this... Like, some of the episodes, bro. I'm like, what am I watching? And it's just like, I would rather just read the manga where the pictures are, you know, drawn well. And even though it's, like, static, but as long as I get the story across. I do think there's an argument for Black Clover to be better. I just can't make the argument because I haven't stayed tuned long enough. Like, the last episode I seen was, they went to where the one lady from the Black Bulls with the red hair was from. Where the witches stayed, and they went there, and she mm-hmm. went back to get something, but then the, like, her black cat thing, like, she got that new power or ability to use that cat to change fate. I think that's the last episode I've seen, unless that's past, or if that's before when they had, like, that little tournament thing, and the dude's brother tried to kill him, but mm-hmm. Asta and everybody else, all the Black Bulls, like, jumped on top of him, then... That's the farthest I've gone, but it's either those two. Those are the ones I vividly remember, like, really, really clearly. Also, what's her name got a power-up when the elves started attacking because they resurrected, but that shit didn't look that good. She was, like, in an ice or a water suit.
Wait, who got a power-up?
Yeah, she got, like, her little, it's like a she power, armor. Like, a water, her water armor, yeah.
Yeah.
And she fought an elf. That and this, I'll say this real quick. So that same episode, the elves were running through like the city and just killing people. Like they literally went to the castle where I think her family was staying at, and they killed like the first two people, like the, I guess it was like servants or something. But it didn't even feel like they killed people. It was just like okay. I don't know. I think that's another bad thing that at least with the anime, they don't do a good job of setting the tone and making stuff feel serious. Like they were literally just massacring random people, and I didn't feel like. It was a real threat. Like, it didn't feel yeah. like people were dying. So, I think that's another thing with Black Clover. But aside from that, story-wise, character-wise, and world-building-wise, I feel like it could go head-to-head with My Hero based on, like, the surface-level knowledge that I know. Can I put it over it? No, I wouldn't say that. But I definitely feel like Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer, and Attack on Titan are better, in my personal opinion.
I haven't read... Demon those three's manga, so I don't know. I assume that all their manga have to be good for their shows to be good as well, but like Jujutsu Kaisen, it only has one season, does have a season coming out, and then Demon Slayer is the anime is fairly new still, and AOT obviously has been dragged out for many years. AOT came out before My Hero. It came out 4 years yeah. before My Hero, like the manga did. So AOT's always been dragged out for a while, but yeah, that's the only one I'd make an argument for. And then Black Clover obviously is very good, the manga at least, but the anime, I would say, is not much of a competition. And yeah. then one other hot take that he said, I don't know if it'd be a hot take for you, a hot take for me. He said that this season was the best one yet.
I'll say a lot of stuff happened in terms of fighting, and because season one was like just him, Deku, trying to be able to use all for one. No, one for all. I hate that shit, bro. Why did he name it so, like, close to each other?
I know. It's one for all.
One for all. And, you know, he got his powers. He was training on the beach. And I believe at the end of that season, they got attacked, right? Like, they got infiltrated when they were on that, like, field trip.
I'm trying to think. Did that happen before or after the tournament?
That was before the tournament. I thought the tournament was second season.
I feel like it was, too. So I'm trying to think.
The third season was with Eerie, and they all did, like, their.
I think that was fourth season.
Oh, shit. It's seven seasons, right? It is seven seasons. I'm mixing everything up. This is the sixth season, so the seventh season. That's crazy. It's been out for that many seasons. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to go back and go one by one, because I'm definitely going to mix stuff up.
I'm trying to think. I think the first season, I don't even know if any villains attacked during the first season. I could probably pull up like Crunchyroll or something. But from what I remember, I don't think that attack was during the first season, but it may have been. The second season definitely had the tournament in it. I think the third season was the one where they got attacked like in the woods, I'm pretty sure. And then the fourth season, personally, I think that's the best one, with Overhaul was the main villain. And then the fifth season, I never watched, but that's the one with the villain arc, where they're just following Shigaraki, I assume.
Oh, yeah. That was good. And then they attacked the other group of people.
Liberation Front.
Yeah, that was good. That was good, seeing the villains.
Obviously, this one's the sixth season. Yeah, the first season, there were no... Oh, wait. Yes, there is. Okay. I think they do get attacked in the first season. I think it's episode 12. Yeah, it's the first season is when All Might fights the Nomu in the
first
dome.
Nomu. Yeah.
That's like at the end of the season. But anyway, I personally think season 4 is the best with Overhaul. That was when I was, like, most into it.
Yeah, I don't think he got enough. I said he's cooler than Shigaraki. I still think he's cooler than Shigaraki.
I think so, too.
Shigaraki is just super OP right now, and that's the one that one for all pick. So,
like, I feel like Stain and Overhaul could have been, like, ongoing villains.
Yeah.
And I would have enjoyed that.
And then Stain's, like... I guess he's a villain because he kills heroes, but doesn't he only kill them because they're fake heroes? Like, why does he kill heroes?
He kills heroes because he's got, like, a twisted mind where he thinks All Might, he's, like, the only real hero.
So he should be the only one doing hero business?
Basically. So he's like, he's like, yo, the only one I respect is All Might. He's the only one who, like... He's, like, selfless. Like, All Might is, like, top tier, the best and only hero there should be. All you other ones are fake compared to him. So, like, I'm gonna go out and kill y'all. Basically, I think his sole purpose for doing that wasn't necessarily because he likes killing fake heroes, but more because I think he wanted All Might to come and get him.
But remember in this latest episode, we haven't even talked about the episode yet.
No.
But remember, he walked up to All Might. This is the episode. This is the finale episode, right? We're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember, he went to the statue. He was like, "Why are you talking down on All Might?" Even though he knew it was All Might the whole time, but he was acting like he didn't know it was All Might. And he was like, "All Might was like, wow, you finally decided to show yourself to me after all these years." So like, I'm pretty sure Stain was hiding from him or trying not to be caught.
I mean. I don't know. I mean, during the time where Stain was active, like, the time where Stain was, like, really active and popular, All Might was around, but, like, I don't know. All Might's not going to get everyone, per se. Like, I think
Stain, he's killing heroes. I think he would be at top level.
I know.
I mean, he went to Tartarus.
Like, I'm trying to think of what All Might was doing during the time where Stain was active. Because, like, I'm sure, like, all the heroes were having trouble finding Stain. Like, he was definitely, like, a top priority because he was, like, in the news. Like, he wasn't, like, down low or hiding at all. Like, it was, like, hero killer staying. Like, we know who you are. Like, he was still out doing it. He was killing, like, top heroes. Like, he attacked, like, Lita's older brother, who was, like, a popular hero. Like, he wasn't being down low about it.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, like, but All Might made it seem like he could have came and seen him whenever, and he decided now to come and see him when he's old and decrepit and can't use his powers anymore.
And he I feel like Stain wanted All Might to come to him. I don't think he wanted necessarily.
He did say after you finish this up, come find me and we can finish this the right way or something like that.
Yeah, he was like, I want you to, when you're done with this, I want you to end me, basically. So, like, I don't think he necessarily wanted to, like, go up to All Might and challenge him, like, a boss battle. Like, I think he wanted All Might to, like, find him and bring him to justice. Like, he's like the Riddler or something.
Yeah.
Is what I would compare him to. But he's psychotic, so, I don't know. Crazy dude. But again, that would have been a thing where if they kept him and it was, like, ongoing, it could have been just like, oh, where's Stain? Like, Stain killed another hero. Like, we're trying to find him. But I guess that would have been too many storylines. But, so, yeah. Quick description of the episode. All Might goes off to talk to the rebelling group. He's feeling pretty bad about himself because his body, obviously, he can't fight crime anymore, so he's just like a spokesperson at this point. He can't really do anything else besides that. Deku doesn't need him. So he's like, man, I gotta go out and do something. So he goes, and then I don't remember all the details. I just know that Stain ends up holding him at like sword point and then starts talking to him. And then he tells him at Tartarus he got like these like chips with memory on them, and they have information about All For One. And then there's like a lady who's like goes to clean up One For All statue every week or every day because they keep like messing it up, and she was like the last person that All Might saved. And then All Might finds like his, I guess, like motivation and purpose again to like keep going, even though he can't really fight crime anymore, but he can do what he can. So then Stain leaves him, and he's like, once you're done with all this, come find me and end me. Which I don't know how All Might's going to end Stain, but I guess he just, like, shoot him. I just imagine, like, All Might, like, shooting him with a pistol or with a gun. I was like, how's All Might going to end you? But, like, yeah, and then Stain goes away, and then All Might goes to, like, the school, and Deku and them are, like, bathing, and they're all like jumping around butt naked and splashing each other in the pool like weirdos. And Deku falls asleep, wakes up, kids are talking. He's like, man, I wish I could talk to All Might right now. And then All Might's just like standing outside in the rain, all scary. And then All Might fills everyone in on the information, and Shigaraki is going to be ready in 38 days instead of the 2 months that they thought. And then it cuts to a council room. Ready in
3 days.
No, they said 38 days.
Yeah, but they were like, based on the time frame, that's 3 days from today.
What?
That's what they said. It's 3 days until he's ready.
3 days? I thought it was like 30 days.
They thought, no, because look, they thought, but it's been a month since he broke out.
Oh.
So they're like, we only have 3 days left. When he was talking to him in the police station,
okay,
he was like, so with this new news, he'll be ready in 3 days. That makes sense. So the next season has to be the last season. Like,
that's what I said. That makes more sense now. I thought it was 30, because in the blog he said 38 days, but 3 days makes more sense. So, okay. So they have 3 days. So they're fucked. And then,
because it's been 30 days already. It's already been, you know, time, because remember Deku was all away from the school for a little over a month.
Okay, so then they come back, council room full of all the countries. The countries are like, Japan's asking for help, but like, we got all our own problems here, all our villains are rising up too. But United States is like, you know, our hero already left. Like, they didn't even ask for permission. And then they show Star and Stripe.
On the Blackbird.
Yeah,
on the stealth bomber.
Blackbird.
Standing on top of the stealth bomber going, like, however fast.
Mach 10. So, yeah, they show Star and Stripe. And that's the end of the episode.
Yep.
Yeah. I think we got... How'd you feel about that finale?
I thought the episode was good. It didn't really feel like a finale to me. Like, it felt like another episode was supposed to come out next week. But, you know.
I agree.
It is what it is. Season overall was pretty good. I'll give the season, like, an 8 out of 10. 8.5 out of 10. 8 out of 10. It had some episodes that I was like, eh, could have did without it. Like, the episode before this one, could have did without it.
This season also felt really long. Like, if we've been watching. This is our longest show of all the shows. It's been ongoing. And I feel like the war was also really long.
Yeah.
So this season was
eight. I think 8 is good for me. That's what I would give it. 8 out of 10.
I give it a 6.
Damn.
No, because I feel like, honestly, there weren't really that many moments for me during this season where, like, there was only, like I feel like 3 or 4 moments where I really felt like I was watching, like, My Hero Academia. And the rest of them, I just felt like it was just, like, dragged out. Like, I feel like the war was really dragged out. And then all the moments that I was looking forward to during the war didn't really happen in the way that I felt like they should have been expressed. And then the war is over, and then we get the Dark Deku arc, and then that one is just really short. And then we fought Lady Naga, and that was cool. But I feel like I can remember, like, the 3 or 4, like, specific moments where I really felt like I was watching My Hero. Like, I feel like when Lemillion popped up, that was one moment that was really cool. When Shig was, like, decaying, like, the whole entire, like, city, like, everything, everyone was dying, that was a really cool moment. Another cool moment, I think, when Bakugo jumped in front of Shig's, like, lightning thing, that was a pretty cool moment. Deku, when he fought Lady Naga, that was a really cool moment. And then in the finale, when Star and Stripe popped up. Oh, yeah, and Stain. And seeing Stain again, like, that was cool. But, like, besides those, I just feel like that was all so drawn out over 25 episodes to get. And I just feel like there should have been a lot more moments. There was definitely opportunity for a lot more moments like that where I would have enjoyed, but I did not get them. So that's why I say 6 out of 10.
Okay. There. There.
But, I mean, I don't think it was bad, per se. I feel like it was really hard for My Hero to just make just a bad season.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everything they make is going to be at least okay. But, it's all good. Do you want to talk about Vinland Saga?
Yeah, so, this isn't this week's episode, right? It's last week's episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I do see something going down in this week's episode, though.
Yeah. A lot of stuff happened this week. I mean, a lot of stuff happened last week, too, low-key. Because, you know, the owner of the farm traveled to go see the new king, Canute. Because, you know, previously his brother was the king to him.
And that I'm getting a little bit confused on.
Why?
So Kettle, I thought he lived in Denmark.
That was his brother, right?
Kettle? Like, Kettle's the farm, like, the master.
Right.
Does he live in Denmark or England?
He lives in England.
Okay. That makes more sense now.
Somewhere in England. I mean, he had to travel on boat to get there, so.
I was getting really confused. I did not know whether he lived in... Because I thought he lived in Denmark. So then I was confused why he was originally sending stuff to Harold, who was the king of England. But if he lives in England, that makes more sense.
Well, we can see. Let's see where Kettle's farm is at. It's
kettles.
Farm. Finland. Yeah, Denmark. It says Kettle is a farm owner in Jutland, Denmark.
Okay. So then why was he sending tribute over to King Harold, who is the king of England?
Originally. Maybe that's who he felt like was his king. I don't know.
Or nah, that just confused me. I thought he king was in Henry? Denmark.
What was his name? What was Canute's brother's name?
Harold.
Harold? Okay.
I thought Canute was supposed to be originally... Like, Canute was fighting to conquer Denmark, right? Because there was someone challenging his throne at Denmark, I thought.
Hold on. Canute has Denmark, correct? He owns... That's the land he has.
Yeah.
And Harold had England.
Right.
And why was Kettle... Wow, I just spoiled myself a little bit. Why? I didn't even spoil myself. It just auto. It just literally suggested some crazy junk. King Harold. Money. What?
Like, was it because Canute and the guy were fighting, there was no true ruler of Denmark, so he was just sending it to Harold? I don't know. Because I was thinking about that yesterday. I was trying to figure out, like, why was he sending money to the King of England if he's in Denmark?
Oh, this is showing me Viking stuff. There's a show called Vikings, and they have the same characters. Kettle and Harold. It says, Serval also disclosed that Kettle earned a favor of King Harold by sending tribute to him twice a year in exchange for the yield. For the yield. What is the yield? Yield of what? I know. Yield. In exchange for the yield, Harold ensured that Kettle's farm would never be harmed by armed forces. So basically, it was just like protection. Like in like a security blanket.
Okay.
So like if they ever fought, he wouldn't mess with their land, his land.
Okay.
And so he made the same proposition to you know, Canute. Canute accepted. We also find out Canute is in a bit of a situation because funds are getting kind of low in terms of the kingdom, but he can't tax the people anymore because he's no longer in war with anybody. So he would technically be taxing them for no reason. And his, like, his, I guess it's his, I guess you could say his right hand man. I don't know what you would call that person to the king who, like, helps Gunner. Direct him. He helps him, like, direct stuff. Gunner, yeah, that's his name, actually. Yeah, his Gunner, name, right? Gunner. Yeah. Yeah, so. He was like, so I think we should dissolve like our military slightly because there's no reason to have this much, you know, military and we don't have a reason to use it and it would be no reason to tax the people more and we're not in war. And Canute was like, we can't do that because people just saw I just got some more land and they're going to be eager to try to take it from me. And if I, you know, shrink the army, then that'll give them even more reason to try to attack me. It'll, you know, it'll look like weakness. And then he was like, well, we can, we'll just have to increase the tax on the people. Is that what you want to do? And then he was like, we could do requisition. And I guess they're going to just like steal land from other people and, use that as a means of, you know, paying for whatever they need to pay for as a government or, you know, as a family or royal family. What would you? Not it. Oh my God, I can't think of the words right now. As what? It's a system.
Like a monarchy.
Monarchy, as yeah, the money they need to run the monarchy or whatever. And so he's like, "Well, I got an idea. Just give me some time, and I'll let you know what it is." And then that's when Canute comes in with, not Canute, Kettle comes with his sons. And also his son got into a fight because he felt like some dude lied, or he bumped into him on purpose and made him drop his goods, and he was going to make him pay for his goods because he, like, it, he basically felt like the dude was scamming him. Like, he had goods, but his goods weren't worth anything. But he'll bump into somebody and drop him and get him all dirty and be like, you made me drop my stuff, so you got to pay for it now. And so his son, the dumbass one, was like, oh, yeah, we can fight about it. He pulls his sword out, and he's about to, like, try to kill this dude. And then Kettle comes over, like, why are you always getting to the, like, into fights? Whenever you do anything or we go anywhere, you're always acting stupid and just doing dumb stuff. Like, go sit down somewhere. And he paid the dude, like, way more money than whatever this stuff was worth. And the dude just accepted it. And then he talked to his oldest son, was like, can you set up the meeting?
Oh, and then Leif Erikson popped up. And that was his
Leif Erikson also popped up and talked to him again. Or this is the first time he talked to him. But he was like, where are you from? And they, you know, they chopped it up. He basically told him where I'm from, and talked to him about where he's from. And then he asked him about a slave named Thorfinn. Or he basically told him, I've been traveling the world trying to find my friend's son who is now a slave. And he was what's his name? Because he has a fake Thorfinn with him. He has a fake Thorfinn.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, he named the adopted son Thorfinn.
Yeah, but that was his name, though. His name was Thorfinn.
It was?
Yeah, he said, he was like, what's your name? Or maybe the dude lied about that being his name. But he was like, yeah, I'm Thorfinn. My name's Thorfinn. And he was like, okay. But he's still been going around asking because he feels like that Thorfinn isn't the real Thorfinn, but it's like, it's his adopted son now. So it's at this point, it's like, you know, still my kid, you know, I guess.
Yeah. He's just,
I don't think
around.
He'll just dump him. Yeah. He's just having him around. I'm pretty sure he's been with him for a few years now. And then, he basically did the traditional rundown that he always does. Like, is he short? Does he have blonde hair? Does he look like he used to fight? Stuff like that. Like, was he a warrior? All this other stuff. And Kettle was like, yeah, everything checks out. I'm not really sure if he was a warrior or anything, but he has a bunch of sword marks on his body, which is kind of funny because those are recent. so, like, I wonder if Snake never, like, cut his body up, or the other dude never cut his body up, if he still would have answered that way. Because I'm pretty sure he still had damage, but you couldn't see it visibly like they showed it after. And then he was like, yeah, you can come by my farm. It's only, like, a 3-month voyage. And he's like, oh, yeah, sweet. And then he went to go tell his crew, and they were like, we can't do that. That'll put us 6 months off track. And what if it's not even him? Like, we've already been across the world going places we shouldn't be going to try to find Thorfinn. Like, I'm done. You know, he was like, I'm basically done doing that. And then it cuts back to the Kettle's family, and they're talking to Canute. He's like, hey, I would like to offer you these supplies for, you know, blah, 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 you know, protection. And he was like, yeah, I accept. And then his son stands up, the dumbass, the youngest one, and he's like, first off, he stood up and raised his sword towards the king, which I'm like, okay, yeah, what the heck, bro?
Like, put your sword down. What are you doing?
Yeah, put your sword down. Yeah. And then he was like, I want to be a soldier in your army. And he was like, his dad tried to stop him, like, put your sword down. And then he was like, all right, show me what you got. Like, let me see your swordsmanship. And then they pulled out a pig, and they were like, all right, cut this pig. And then he raised his sword, and he let out like like he was trying to go Super Saiyan. Yeah. And then he chopped down, and it made the tiniest cut on the pig, bro. Like, the tiniest cut. And then he was just sawing at it, and it wasn't doing anything. And then Canute was like, all right, that's enough. Yeah, you can be a Thane, because that's what he wants to be. You can be a Thane. And then he talks to the other guy, not Gunner, but the dude that he was sparring with. Did he spar with him this episode?
Yeah, that was the same episode.
Yeah, same episode. He sparred with him earlier, and he was like, what do you think? He was like, that dude is the type of guy that's going to go into war and just get himself killed, like, immediately. Like, as soon as he touches the battlefield, he's probably going to die. He has no sword skills, and he wouldn't be great for my, my unit at all, but if you think he's, you know, good enough, then we can do it. And then that's when he discloses the reason he kept him as a, or signed him up to be a thing is because he wanted to basically humiliate him. Well, he didn't say that, but you'll see that next episode. But he set something up to get it to a point where he'll do something where now they can go after Kettle.
Yeah.
And, you know, take money from the farm and get stuff from the farm as a form of requisition to help pay off the funds they need to get the monarch to stay stable. And so, I don't know. I think it's getting good. A lot of people are saying, man, there's no fighting. Man, this and that. I've been loving the show the whole season through. Even when they're not fighting, when they're on a farm. I liked it. I like the character development. I like that they're showing different parts of Thorfinn. I like that they're showing different parts of the world. And I also like that they're just going. I just like the show. I like it.
I think it's good, too. I don't really care if it has fighting. The one thing that I did write down about, because I really got stuck on this whole plan about requisitioning and Kettle's farm and all that, and I was really interested in that. And then I was thinking, what did I write down? And I was like, if he had let his brother live, then he wouldn't even have to worry about this.
Yeah, but I remember, it's the curse of the crown, bro. He just wants land. He wants power. He just wants power. He literally wants power by any means.
He's overstretching himself.
He is overstretching himself. His dad did the same thing, though.
Like, if he had let his brother live, he wouldn't even have to worry about raising taxes, keeping an army there, doing all that stuff. That would just be his brother's job. Like, he wouldn't have, they would have just ruled Denmark and England together. They would have the whole area to themselves. I don't know. I don't get that. But,
In the next episode, he sees the dead head again, and the dead head tells him. I'm not going to spoil it, because you haven't seen it yet, right?
Mm-mm.
So I won't say nothing, but he basically tells him, like, again, because remember the last episode, he was sitting in the dark, and it was in the corner of the room, and he was like, the curse of the king, like, once you get a taste of it, you just want to keep, you want to get more and more and more, so.
I like to see it.
He's cursed, man. And I take back what I said. I think he is crazy.
I think he's crazy too.
I mean, but you know what I mean. Like, he's not your traditional crazy. He's not like just doing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, he doesn't uncalculated.
Yeah, He's very calculated, but he is crazy. Yeah.
Well, he's nuts. He's nutty. Do you think that Leaf will meet Thorfinn? But if he has, don't spoil it. Don't say anything.
I won't say nothing. Okay. They kind of hint towards what happens next episode. Next episode, you know what happens.
Okay.
I'm not saying he meets him or he hasn't met him, but something happens that lets you know if it's going to happen or if it's not going to happen.
Okay. Then we'll get to that. Then I'm going to go through these next three pretty fast.
That's cool.
Revenger finale.
Mid.
It was all right. It was okay. I think one thing I will say, if you've seen the Revenger finale, if you haven't, I'll just recap it real quick. Revenger squads fight each other. Yuen kills Shishida, like the drug dealer guy with the monkey. They tell the chapel that Raizo died from the jumping in the beginning of the show. So everything's cool with the church. Raizo goes back to painting. The Revengers go back probably just to revenging. And Raizo goes back to the bridge where he was sitting in the beginning of the show. And then the person that one of the people that he didn't kill completely during the fight with the other Revengers comes back and stabs him in the back. And then he sits down and then he dies. The only thing, I'll say how I feel first about it. I feel like the second half of the show, right after the male prostitutes, I felt like it was getting pretty good for me, story wise. And I liked how the show finished off those episodes. And then the finale, it was okay. I think I'll go as far as to say it was good to me. Just because it was, I think last episode I tried to predict what would happen in the finale, and I was very off. Absolutely no one died in the Revenger group. yeah. during the fight. Basically, everything got squared away. I mean, they beat the drug dealer guy. They got the drugs out of Japan, I guess. And then just Raizo died in the end. And that was the thing I saw that some people were upset about. And they were saying, like, I wish there was an alternate ending where he had just, like, lived and kept going.
I think he should have got blown up with the opium.
That would have been interesting, too. 10 times better.
if he's going to die, you know what I mean? Like, if he's going to die, just, you know, let him go out with a bang.
Yeah, the way he died was also...
And then the kid that killed him started laughing, and then he got scared when he turned around. He was like, and then he looked at him. He was like, oh, shit. Like, what the heck, bro? Like, what is going on? And then old dude came and found him again. Ewan. Dead.
Yeah, Ewan found him again. And he gave him, like, a little thing from his fiance. I see now. I forgot about that. But yeah, I think the way he died... probably what upset people the most. That kid really wasn't.
He wasn't even a big part of that team.
Killed him. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the other Revenger team. He was literally just kind of like the dude was like, "Yeah, you just died for me. Thank you." like, what the heck,
just
bro?
Like a sacrificial pawn, basically. Yeah. Like he was an important character to the story, so Raizo dying to him, I guess, was a little weird. But, I mean, like, people were upset that Raizo died. I personally liked it just because I expected him to
live. I mean, he wanted
to
die anyway, though.
Yeah, he wanted to die, like, the whole show. And I think everyone was expecting him to just live on as Taishin and just, like, at some point forgive himself. But he just died. And,
I don't think you can forgive yourself for what he's done. I'm sorry.
It's probably not, he didn't seem like he was forgiving himself, honestly. Revenging probably was just like distracting him from, well, trying to distract himself from the thoughts of what he's done. He probably was never going to get over it. He just would have lived his whole life thinking about it, painting it over and over again. So I'm not upset at the ending. At first I was taken aback. I was like, what, he died? Like, I was upset, but now I'm okay with it. But yeah, Revenger was an interesting story. There were some twists and turns, ups and downs in that one.
I think it could have been better if the first episode didn't jam everything into the first episode and they elongated that for like 6 episodes and then kept everything too that they had. I think that would have made it better. Because, it was 12 episodes. So if it was like 18 to 20 episodes, that would have been better. Because the first episode, a lot happened. Like, literally... you find out he's a samurai. He killed his father-in-law. You find out that he killed his father-in-law wrongfully. And then they go and kill the people that told him to do it. And then he joins the Revengers.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. But he was with the Revengers for some days. Like, they kind of, like, fast-forward because he joined them. But they didn't go right away to attack. They were, like, doing some stuff. Like, kind of get them acclimated. And then they went and did the mission.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about Revenger. How you feel about the Trigun finale?
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, I thought it was an L and
is it an L?
Yeah, I think Bash is still a dumbass. I think his brother was right. I think Knives was correct, and I feel like he should have won. I do.
I wouldn't have been mad if he won. When you were, like, texting about it, that's what I thought would have happened.
No. I said Bash is an L because he basically sacrificed the whole city, and now even more people hate him.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't think he learned anything.
Yeah, and he told his brother, his brother literally asked him, like, why do you care so much about humans? He was like, no matter how much they hate me, I'm going to try to get them to love me. And he was like, it's been 100 years, and that's the only answer you can give me on why you're stopping me?
That was
like,
so bro, funny, though.
Like, bro, he was like, that is your only answer, bro? It's been 100 years, and that's your reason? Like, I would be mad, too. I'm like, all right, bro. All right, bro. Literally, all right, bro. You got it.
That was funny. That was really funny.
And then he freaking killed his brother. So now he killed his brother, who I do think he still loved his brother. Like,
yeah, he does.
Now you killed your brother, and you basically just genocided a whole city. You nuked a whole city. You literally just nuked a whole city, and now your wanted level is higher. So I see why people hate him. Because, like, even though he's been trying to save people, like, even in July at the beginning, when he was, like, there, that was all Knives. Like, let's be real. That was all Knives' fault. Like, Knives killed those people, but they kind of put the blame on him. But this time, like, yeah, Knives was basically about to kill all humans, but he was about to create a world where your people can live like you. So, yeah, the humans don't exist. But every other being.
All the plants.
Yeah, every other plant. Of every person of your race is going to live and have a life like you. So they're going to be humans, technically. Like, you guys are going to be the new humans. And he was like, nah, I don't think so. I want humans to live, and we'll just be the only independents. And so they shoot the, like, giant energy blast in the sky. I do think it was cool. Like, he went to the other realm. He got to the core.
That's that whole final episode. I would say the animation was really cool.
But that was the best. It was really good. That fight, they were flying around,
scene of the
punching,
show.
And then Undertaker. I was calling him Gravedigger. What were you calling
him? Undertaker. I said Tombstone.
He grabbed the girl and he ran away. That was pretty sweet. He was like jumping from the buildings, and he had his cross on his back, and he had her in his arms, and he was just running. That was pretty sweet. So, I mean, overall, the finale, it happened like this. Because, it was at 99% the episode before, and then it finally got to 100.
Yeah.
And the girl wakes him up by yelling his name, and then he sees the woman that used to take care of him and his brother. And then he wakes up, and then they start fighting. And the fight lasts for, like, 15 minutes. They go out into space, and he's like, get off of me. I got to shoot this blast into space so it doesn't kill anybody. He gets to space. His brother jumps on him. He shoots it up in the air anyway. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if he understands how physics works, but if you're in space and you shoot something up, you're going to go down. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you would have went up and shot it to the right, you wouldn't have went back down. You know what I'm saying? Like, the force of you shooting something up is going to push you back down. So he shot it directly up and got pushed straight back down into the city.
And you know what? He is a master of physics when you think about it.
Yeah, because he can break the quantum realm and go to a different...
I'm not even talking about that. Just, like, the way he shoots guns and handles stuff like
that.
Like, he's a master of physics, really.
Yeah, so I don't know what he was thinking. And then Nyes was like, no, you're not going to stop me. I won't let you stop me. And then he just turned into a damn skeleton from getting fried from all that energy. And it cuts to, 3 years later? 2 years later?
Something like that,
and. Yeah. And the reporter lady is like, did she rip off the wanted poster or she put more numbers on it?
She might have ripped them. I don't remember. She might have ripped the wanted poster. All I remember is that it's a few years later and she has like an assistant who's going to be like from the insurance agency.
Yeah. And
which
then
makes me
also
feel like this is like a prequel or something.
Yeah. And I think we're supposed to know who that kid is.
I had no idea who that kid was.
I don't either. Maybe it was like a dude we saw, but remember they kept showing his face. He was playing the piano. Like, we were supposed to know who he was, so I don't know. And then they did an ending cutscene of people on Earth are actually still living on Earth. And they're like, Seed, Project Seed did not work or it failed or something. So
I forgot about
I think
that.
They were lying about Earth being completely inhabitable, and I think they were just trying to see if they could. Or maybe it is getting to the point where it's inhabitable and they were trying to test if they could, you know, get a new planet for when the time does come. Because they were, like, radioing out from the moon and it showed Earth and it was, like, Earth to
wherever. I thought, like, they
wherever.
Like heard a message and they were, like, surprised.
Yeah, they heard a message, too, yeah.
They heard something.
So, yeah. I don't know. That would be interesting. Season 2, will I tune in? Probably not. I probably won't watch season 2, but that show, I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
I go even farther. I give it like a 4, I'll be honest. Like, I feel like...
It caught my interest at the end, though. Near the end.
Yeah, like the last 4 or 5 episodes where I feel like they were when it started to get good. But the first part, they could just cut that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it that. Do you want to talk about Malevolent a little bit?
Yeah. This was a good episode, too. Another great episode. He went to go get his new clothes.
Yeah.
Because he's been, like, fighting the spirits in regular clothes, but if you're in the if you're a Sanom, you get special clothes, and the clothes are made by a spirit, so he kind of was feeling some type of way, and it's like imbued with spirit energy, but it's not, the dude who made it was like, it's not one of us though, like it's not, we just make it, but it's not a spirit, and so he had to fight. Basically, it's two ways you can get the clothes to accept you. You can completely overpower it, or it just, you can like become friends with it. It can be, it was like a domination and submissive relationship or a symbiotic relationship. But his, I think his was symbiotic. Like they fought, they basically punched each other to show like, I'm strong enough to use you, you're strong enough to use me. So
yeah.
Then he got his clothes. Then he went with Hioma, that's her name, right? Hioma?
Hioma's the guy's name.
The guy, and then...
Botan.
What's her name? Yeah, Botan. So Botan had, like, this thing at school. It was, like, club day right before the new year starts. It's kind of like in Mob. Remember when they had to join the clubs and stuff? So they had the club day, and her club, they play, like, some game. And he was like, she was like, can you help us set up? And he went there, and all the girls were, like, gawking over him, like, oh, my God, he's so hot. And
no,
it's like, is
before
this your boyfriend?
That, they were, like... I thought this guy was like some. She said, "I thought he was like some kind of hooligan."
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. They thought he was a bad guy because he doesn't smile. Like he's very stoic. And they were like, "I thought he was a thug or something." But then he helped out, and they were like, "This, we got this done super quick." Who wouldn't like? Who would knew having a boy would make stuff, you know, way quicker? And then they were like, "Oh, gawking over him and teasing her about him being her boyfriend," and she was like, "That's not my boyfriend." And then he was like, "All right, I'm done helping here. I'm about to walk around a little bit," and he left. And he's walking around, and then one of the, they're like the sacred four. It's a sacred four, like a top four spirits ever shows up, and then is basically starts a fight with him. I really don't know why.
The suit of armor.
Yeah.
And the little girl, I don't know her name.
Yeah. And so they show up, they put him in like a little room where it's not affecting the outside world. And then they fight for a little bit. And then he asks about the umbrella. And or I don't think he asks about it yet.
Wait,
in the next episode he asks about the umbrella spirit that killed his sister or his brother and sister. And so there and there he's fighting and then the episode ends. I like this show a lot.
I do too. I think it's good. I haven't really heard anyone talking about it though.
It's crazy because on TikTok, I just seen somebody say, if you like Jujutsu Kaisen, check out this anime. And it was Malevolent.
It was Malevolent.
Malevolent, yeah.
I feel like they aren't really that similar, though.
Yeah, it's just they both have, like, pink hair, and there's, like, possession.
That's true.
But.
Episode of the week.
Either Vinland or Malevolent.
I say for me, probably Vinland. Just because that scene was pretty funny. Yeah, it is getting juicy. I don't know if people don't like this.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Roger and Terrence are both like, I'm done watching that show. Joel's like, I can't watch this. I'm like, bro, the story is great. Like, the story, it's just because, I'm going to be honest, bro. I think they just want fights. They literally, and it's going to be fighting. But it's like, the story is great. Like, literally, the story is good.
Yeah, like, it's just good story development. Like, it gives me, like, I don't know, like, Game of Thrones vibes.
Yeah. Or anything like, in Game of Thrones, there's not a fight every episode. Like, it's build, you know, like, it's build ups, and then certain things happen. People talk to other people. Like, it's schemed, and then it's battles. Yeah, it's literally just like that. And I don't even think the first season had that many fights. Like you said, like...
That's what I was saying. I feel like there wasn't that much fighting in the show.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
What I remember.
I don't know. But it's a lot of... It's fighting in this next episode.
Okay.
It is fighting. Kettle Sun? That... Yeah. Yeah.
<What?
laughs> He's crazy, bro. He's crazy.
So, Thorgal or Omer?
Thorgal.
Oh, okay.
Omer ain't doing shit.
I don't know. Maybe he got pieced up or something. That'll be funny.
Thorgal is fucking crazy.
Okay. What about moment of the week?
Moment of the week, hands down.
We had a lot of finales, too.
When an old dude got smacked in the head from My Hero.
Wait, what?
The dude with the balls on his head? He got smacked in the back of his head.
Oh, that video you sent me?
Yeah, that was in the episode, yeah. Like, when they were all talking to Deku in the room, and then they were all like saying they appreciate him and stuff, and then they were all just smiling. Or no, this is when the girl with the headphone jack was saying we should start do another show to get everybody's morale up, like we did after we got attacked in the remember they got infiltrated and then they had to, I forgot the name of it. It was like the fundraiser or the homecoming. Yeah, the school festival, and they set up that. Because I didn't even realize this, but the other students, like, outside of the hero, course, don't like them. Or they felt kind of like, you guys are putting a target on us. Like, our school, My Hero is a prestigious school, and you got villains attacking us, and now we're, we could die because y'all are trying to be heroes. Just be a normal person. Basically, what the new people there, like, the refugees are saying, like, why are you bringing Deku here? Like, you're going to bring the villains here. And they're like, all right, we can do another festival and get everybody's morale up again. And then they're all like, yeah, that sounds like a good plan. And they just all started smiling. And I don't know why he smacked him in the back of the head, but it was funny, though.
I think my moment of the week was probably when the dude was slicing the pig like a saw
that was
with his
too.
Sword. That was funny. Or maybe also when Hiyoma was fighting, not really fighting his claw, but talking to his claw, and it turned into a big fist, and then he just, like, tanked the punch and punched it back. That just reminded me of One Piece. That was funny. Animation of the week?
Animation of the... Probably Trigun.
I think Trigun, too. I was going to say that. I feel like if the whole show was like that, it would have been a banger, but it just did not do that the whole show.
Fell short.
Like, I feel like we really got that only, like, the first episode and that episode.
Yeah.
They didn't really focus on action anymore. But that whole animation with they both had, like, one wing and they were flying around, and he was, like, deflecting his knives, like, his gun, and shooting them and stuff. That was really... It felt like a video game, really.
Yeah.
Really cool. Well, all right. Any closing thoughts?
We got some new animes coming back. Some old animes. Demon Slayer. I think we should add Blue Lock when it comes back. It just ended the first season, but it's supposed to come back in July. Malevolent is also coming back in July. I think that could be... I think you'll like Blue Lock. I think you should give it a try. Try to catch up before it comes back.
Okay.
I do think we should have Blue Lock instead of Trigun or Avengers and To Your Eternity. I think if we would have did Blue Lock, To Your Eternity, My Hero, Malevolent, and what's the other show we're doing?
My Hero. Or Venom.
In My Hero, I think that would have been good. I definitely think they would have been much better shows to watch. But yeah.
Well, we got to see what's coming out now so we can replace a couple of these shows.
We only got Demon Slayer left, right? Vinland and Demon Slayer. Yeah, it'll be two.
Maybe two more. I'll look for one. You look for one. We'll see.
All right.
Oh,
Dr. Stone is coming back, but I haven't watched any of that.
I don't watch that either. I read part of the manga, but I never finished it. But all right. Some good finales. I'm happy that Revenger and Trigun are over.
Yeah.
I must say.
yeah.
Trigun getting renewed for his season 2. I mean,
yeah, which is crazy. Like,
not my thing, but
That shit was not that good, bro.
Sometimes I just think of like the sheer amount of shows out there, and I'm like, where is the funding coming from for all of these shows?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because there is a lot of anime. There's a lot of shows.
And I'm like, where's the money for all this stuff and all these different shows? I don't know. But yeah, that's the end of the episode. Gotta go to work. This week in Weebs, episode 22. Peace.
Peace.